We are now in the studio with Stanley Hatzell from Market Block Books. How are you doing, Stanley?
Oh, I am wonderful as always. Oh,
that's so good to hear. So good to hear. So I'm looking, and you have quite the stack of books for us today.
Well, it's only seven or eight, but we'll see what we can do. But I have a poem first because it's still National Poetry Month, and this is my favorite poem. And even though I have it memorized, I have it in front of me in case my brain just forgets.
Yeah, brain farts are real.
So it's a poem by Rumi, who was a 11th century Sufi mystic.
For any new listeners, Stanley Hatzell comes by once a week to give us the lowdown on what's new and what's old in the book scene. And Stanley usually brings us a nice stack of suggested reading.
So today I brought not such an old book, plus six brand new books, and then one book that's not coming out till September. So I'm bringing the future to you today.
Ooh. Oh, excellent.
So this is the poem. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill where the two worlds connect. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep.
That's beautiful.
I love that poem. So, a little bit of a book that came out last year, it's coming out this year in paperback, is called The Five Invitations. I heard this man in an interview, and I was so blown away that I have to buy this book. So here's my receipt. I bought it today, in fact, because I've sold three copies last week, and I couldn't keep one in store for me. And it's discovering what death can teach us about living fully. So The Five Invitations is written by Frank Ostasevsky. He was one of the people who started the Zen Hospice Movement project in San Francisco.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, and he is an amazing, grounded, just beautiful person to hear interviewed. So here are the five invitations that he expands more fully in the book. The first is don't wait. I'm not going to explain any of these. I'm just going to say them. The second is welcome everything, push away nothing. The third is bring your whole self to the experience. The fourth is find a place of rest in the middle of things. And the fifth is cultivate don't know mind.
Cultivate don't know.
Don't know mind. You know, be willing to not know everything.
I'm not at all willing to do that. So
that's the book that I am hooked on right now, and the three people who bought it came back the next day and said, this is a spectacular book, The Five Invitations by Frank Ostasevsky.
It sounds like a really, really good book.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I made reference to death stuff last week.
You did.
And here it is again. It just keeps coming back. So the next book I have is a novel, and if you look at it's a cover alone that made me bring this. It looks like a painting by Gustav Klimt, and there's a reason for that. This is called Ecstasy by Mary Sherratt, and it's set at the turn of the century of Vienna, end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century. I mean, entering 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. And it focuses on Alma Mahler. So Gustav Mahler fell in love with her and asked her to marry him like weeks after they met. Gustav Klimt, another Gustav, fell in love with her. Walter Gropius, who started the Bauhaus, was also madly in love with her.
So she was just hearts, huh?
She was. But it's also a bit of a feminist spirit story. So it's not just about falling in love, it's about her really claiming herself. So it's called Ecstasy, and it's by Mary Sherratt.
Ooh.
Thanks.
The next one is a little book of quotations by Ai Weiwei. Do you know him? The book is called Humanity. Mm-hmm. He's a Chinese activist. He has a new documentary came out called Human Flow. Mm-hmm. And these quotes here clearly come from that film plus more. So here's what he says. In today's Europe, we see a lot of people trying to push refugees away. Humanity will always win. I don't think this kind of segregation and hatred can win. So this is Ai Weiwei, A-I-W-E-I-W-E-I, and it's a little blue book. It's a beautiful book of quotes.
You know I love little books.
I know you do. I always bring a little book for you, Tatiana. So the second book is called In the Shadow of Statues by Mitch Landrieu, and the subtitle is A White Southerner Confronts His History. So Mitch Landrieu is the mayor of New Orleans right now. and he is talking about the whole removal of Southern statues. Mm. And he says, we as a nation need to face our racism, and we need to get a grip and change our ways. So this is a Southerner talking about racism in a very, you know the South.
I do know the South, so, being a Southerner myself.
I know you do. So, amazing book. Also brand new last week.
Does, and maybe you don't want to give too much away in this book, does he come out as pro-removal of the statues, or...
Oh, yes. He's about removing them. Mm. He's about fixing the problem.
Yeah.
So...
Weren't the majority of the statues, especially in New Orleans, put up, like, way, way, way after?
I don't know that. Have to investigate. So, the next book is called Why Baseball Matters. And before I came in, I was talking outside with Jonah and Cody about this, and neither of them are real big fans of baseball. I love baseball, but I'm not a baseball fan. I can't tell you statistics. I can't tell you baseball players' names. I knew the names of teams and such. But I love the beauty and the art and really the zen of baseball. So this is talking about how baseball is losing fans. African-American fans, kids, even white men are losing interest in the game. And there's a great little quote in here. I probably won't find it quickly.
Is baseball in the Olympics?
Yes, it is. Baseball's greatest charm, a clockless suspension of time. I love that line. A clockless suspension of time is also its greatest liability in a culture of digital distraction. So it's all about looking at how baseball will survive. There, those are the pros and cons, the myth of it. Like I love listening to baseball on the radio. I don't watch it on television. I can't stand that. And I don't really like going to games. I like local games, but not pro games.
I feel
games.
Like they pick the hottest days of the year to have baseball games.
No,
like...
no, you pick the hottest day. the next book is called Packing My Library, and this is Alberto Manguel. And he moved from the south of France to Manhattan from a large ancient family estate with 35,000 books in his library, and he had to pare them down to move in a one-room apartment in Manhattan. So this is him reflecting on his library, his experiences, and what those books mean for him, and how he was able to cull it down to a Manhattan-sized library.
That's impressive.
It is impressive. And another little book. And he's holding an even littler book in the cover. I just love that. All this for Tatiana, you know.
He's so kind.
So the second book I have is called A Little History of Archaeology. This is Yale University. Yale Press puts out these books. This is a part of a series they did, the history of philosophy, religion, etc. So this talks about how really archaeology is the science that really covers the whole span of human history. So important. Wonderful books. And the last book I want to drop in here is called Salvation by Peter F. Hamilton. This is the book for the future, coming out September 4th. It's the beginning of a trilogy where transportation is irrelevant because they have these jump gates so you can pretty much go from world to world. You don't need to fly anymore. You don't need space travel. You just go from one world to another. But something happens and an alien crashes on another planet, alien ship, and sets other strange forces into motion. So this first is called Salvation in this trilogy.
Ooh, nice. Love a good sci-fi.
Have you been able to read that?
I just got it today.
Oh, wow, nice.
Because it just came in the mail, and I read the first chapter, and I thought, this is really going to be a lot of fun.
Cool. Love it. Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. You always bring the best books, Stanley.
Well, that's because books are great.
So for those of you who may be wanting to check out some of these books, they always keep a piece of paper with the list of books at the counter of Market Block Books.
And on Facebook and Instagram. They're already on Instagram right now.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Stanley. Good seeing you again.
Thank you.